say it was brother. Who was it fell by the way? When whiskey and blood run together, did you hear anyone pray? I knew what it was from the start. I went to the scene of destruction, and a picture was stamped on my heart. There was whiskey and blood all together, mixed with the glass where they lay. Death played a hand in destruction, but I didn't hear nobody pray. I didn't hear change a sad story that I am now telling you. But there's no way I can change it. Somebody's life is now through. Their soul has been called by the master. They died in a crash on the way. I heard the moans of the dying, but I didn't hear nobody pray. Didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother. I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway. Didn't hear nobody pray. Oh, I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother. I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway. Didn't hear nobody pray.
Grace and Caps release. We heard two tracks from that, in fact. It's called Heartbreak, Misery, and Death. It's on Royal Potato Records. The other song was Columbus Stockade Blues. These are songs that he learned from his father, songs he grew up with, I believe, in New Orleans. We heard Norman Blake, Church Street Blues. That's from Old Ties on Rounder Records. The Delmore Brothers, I've Got the Big River Blues. That's Alton and Raybon Delmore. That's found on a County Records release titled Browns Ferry Blues. Doc Watson doing Alberta from the Essential Doc Watson. And the Ducks with the Wagoner's Lad from their self-titled release, an older one on Sugar Hill Records. You're listening to All Things Folk on WRCT Pittsburgh. This is a special edition of All Things Folk in honor of Veterans Day, dedicated to the men and women who have served in uniform for this country. And that'll take me throughout most of the show today. Behind me now, little Joel Mabus. My name's Ken Batista, and it's always a pleasure to be live in the studio every Sunday from 2 to 5, bringing you a show dedicated to traditional contemporary folk music, Americana and acoustic blues. Let's get back into my feature. We're going to hear another track from Mary Gaucher's great release. The release is called Rifles and Rosewood Beads. Here's a song called Morphine 1-2, right here on All Things Folk. It's 3 o'clock.
Rotor spin as she's running for the bell. She was a fearless pilot with a heart of gold. I never really knew her all that well. She had one more flight and she was headed home. Sprinting hard cause there were lives to save. He was a young Marine with an Iron Cross tattoo. A little cocky, righteous, strong and brave. The co-pilot, Morphine 1-2. And my head knows, but my heart can't see. And it's not like should have been me, but I wish that I'd been there on that day. Even now, I'd take their place. Seven souls took off on that flight. It was a desert blood drop in the light of day. A few more seconds could have saved their life, but the story wasn't gonna end that way. And my head knows, but my heart can't see. And it's not stars shine down on me now. Lights that burn in everything I do. Till we meet again someday, somehow. Semper Fi, Morphine 1-2.
Morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew round his brain. while the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Mm-hmm. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life, it lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the G.I. Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WRCT Pittsburgh.
My baby girl was born in 1943, the year before the Navy shipped me out and overseas. So I held her and kissed her, and I said my goodbyes, leaving Virginia with a thousand other guys, leaving Virginia. In the South Pacific, beneath the blistering sun, on Tinian Island, there was work to be done. 4,000 Navy Seabees on the ground, crushing up coral and packing it down, crushing and packing it down. They never told us, forbidden to ask. They handed down the orders, we finished the task. And we never knew what the runways were for. They said our job would be the one to end the war. Now the Seabees work like hell till the work gets done. We build 4 long runways laid straighter than guns. And the runways, they glittered in the sunshine and fog, named Abel and Baker and Charlie and Dog. Abel, Baker, Charlie and Dog. And the diggers and the cranes and my battalion guys, we paved the way to the Japanese skies. 8,500 feet made of coral and clay, and we built them all in just 53 days. We build them in 53 days. They never told us, forbidden to ask. They handed down the orders, we finished the task. We never knew what the runways were for. They said our job would be the one to end the war. Now the rumors flew around Tinian. None of us ever had a clue. What Enola Gay and Little Boy would do. And in the early August heat, we all got the news that the runways we built were the runways they used. Abel, Baker, Charlie, and Dog. They never told us, forbidden to ask. They handed down the orders, we finished the task. We never knew what the runways were for. They said our job be the one to end the war.
I was just out of the service, thumbing through the classifieds, when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. And I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. What a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private Andrew Malone, and if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. Though you may take her and make her your own, you'll always be riding with Private Malone. Well, it didn't take me long at all, I had her running good. I loved to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. Had her shining like a diamond and I'd put the ragtop down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. The buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get the feeling sometimes if I turned real quick I'd see
soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. He told me to take her and make her my own. And I was proud to be riding with Private Malone. But one night it was raining hard. I took the curve too fast. I still don't remember much about that fiery crash. Someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Yeah, that night I was riding with Private Malone. Oh, thank God I was riding with Private Malone.
David Ball, riding with Private Malone. That's from Amigo on Dual Tone Records. We heard Joe Crookson with the title track from Abel Baker, Charlie and Dog on his own label, Mila Grito Records. John Prine with Sam Stone from the John Prine Anthology. And another track from Mary Gaucher's Rifles and Rosary Beads. That's on 30 Tigers Records. And the song Morphine 1-2. You're listening to a special edition of All Things Folk for Veterans Day, that is, of course, tomorrow. And I'm playing a lot of songs honoring men and women that have served in uniform. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. While you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, this is All Things Folk, a program dedicated to traditional and contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana. It airs each and every Sunday from 2 to 5 from the studios of the Carnegie Mellon University. My name's Ken Batiste, and again, I want to thank you for spending some of your Sunday afternoon with us here at WRCT. We'll get back into the music now with my feature for Veterans Day. This is Eric Bogle.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, well, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. And how well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water, and of how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was waiting, he'd primed himself well, he showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell, and in 5 minutes flat he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying, for I'll go no more waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and free, to hum tents and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to grieve, to mourn and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the pride pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bones stiff and sore. They're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. Come the waltzing Matilda with me.
She visited a memory of a brother dead and gone. The war was carried to, and the world had carried on. But she still remembered Harry, smiling, waving from the train, as she stood beside her mother on a platform swept with rain. On a runway in Alberta, on a bomber painted black, memories of Harry flooded back. He'd been shipped across the sea, flew in the RAF. He'd sent a picture of the crew, him smiling with the rest. And he went to meet his maker in a bomber in the end. Left the pleasant fields of England, never to return again. He thought of storm clouds in Kawan as he looked out at the flak from the navigator's table where he sat. Of long ago, and she looked out at the silent wing, imagining the roar. And she saw what she had hoped to find, what she'd wondered for so long a time. She looked down at the empty chair, the table and the map. She said, isn't it nice to know where Harry sat? She looked down at the empty chair, the table and the map. She said, isn't it nice to know where Harry sat?
Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays from 10 to 10:30 a.m.
I stood by as his plane touched down. An infantryman on foreign shores, coming on back to his hometown. It seems so long since he's been gone. I stand before him now and I gaze. With a medal for valor in combat, they hoisted him high on their shoulders, and every man gathered there clutched his hat. But no, no fanfare played, and no speeches were made. No pretty young maids waved a handkerchief.
Between the lines, the football games and picking out our dresses for the prom. With my brother in some desert dodging bullets when he wasn't dodging bombs. And we went from the land of brave and free, just being afraid to disagree. And I was being brought down to my knees by the weight of the world. Too heavy to lift. So much to lose. So much to miss that it doesn't seem fair. That an innocent boy should have to care. While the flagpole by the football field flew the colors halfway down the mast, the wind blew cold and snow was coming down. Still everybody turned out from our town as we laid my brother in that frozen ground. Too heavy to lift. So much was lost. So much was missed that it doesn't seem fair that any boy and any girl should.
Space, Weight of the World. That's from The Killer and Me on Wildflower Records. We heard John Ward Hanum, Infantryman from Two Bit Suit on Black Hen Music, and David Francie, another Canadian artist, Where Harry Sat from The Broken Heart of Everything on Laker Music. Eric Bogle started us out with a tune from Scraps of Paper. It's on Flying Fish Records, and the song was And a Band Played Waltzing Matilda. You're listening to All Things Folk, a special edition for Veterans Day. Hi, my name's Ken Batista, and again, I want to thank you for keeping me company on this rainy Sunday afternoon. The food stamp program can help you buy the food you need. Many folks who are eligible don't know it. You don't need to be on welfare. You can be working part or full time, and now the amount of money you can make and still qualify has gone up. To apply for food stamps or to see if you qualify, just call Just Harvest at 412-431-8963. All Things Folk is a program dedicated to contemporary and traditional folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana, and it airs every Sunday from 2 to 5 on WRCT. Again, thanks for keeping me company on this Sunday. Special edition of All Things Folk for Veterans Day. We'll get back into the music with Chicago singer-songwriter. This is Joe Jenks.
shadow of World War, when a patriotic man was not supposed to ask what for. Late in life you had a seventh child, an unexpected son, and I grew up to question everything and everyone. Now they're putting all the pieces back together, though it isn't quite the way it used to be. The walls are coming down, and every day it's getting better, and that means that there's still hope for you and me. You volunteered for service before the war began, Master Sergeant training other soldiers in Japan. Then they sent your boys to battle. You came home to take a wife and do your best to live life worthy of their sacrifice. Now they're putting all the pieces back together, though it isn't quite the way it used to be. It's getting better, and that means that there's still hope for you and me. You were a loving and a dedicated husband. As a father, you were patient and kind, but a piece of your humanity was shattered in Korea. Something sacred in your heart was left behind. Father, I was by your side when you took your last breath. I was just 19 and you were only 62. The Korean War left scars upon your soul that touched us both. Though the means to heal the hurt was seen from different points of view, now they're putting all the pieces back together, though it isn't quite the way it used to be. Walls are coming down, and every day it's getting better, and that means that there's still hope for you and me. Walls are coming down, and every day it's getting better, and that means that there's still hope for you and me.
Mother, he did. watched him through the window as he worked one afternoon. He held the silver half dollar in his hand as he tapped the edges with a spoon. When I asked my dad if he was mad, he never said a thing. It seemed to ease his troubled mind as he worked on the ring for my mother. Gather around the table as my dad prays, and when we close our eyes, sometimes I think my dad cries, and those words left unspoken, I've come to understand, what's kept our family together is worn on my mother's hand, for my mother. Out of a half dollar, my father made my mom a ring. Out of a half dollar, my father made my mom a ring.
Age psychobabble, satanic seduction, and everything in between. Frequencies and codes for cultivating inner awareness. Join DJ Mother God for spiritual instruction Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m.
I miss my old man tonight, and I wish he was here with me, with his corny jokes and his cheap cigars. He could look you in the eye and sell you a car. That's not an easy thing to do, but no one ever knew a more charming creature on this earth than my old man. He was a pilot in the big war, in the U.S. Army Air Corps, in a C-47 with a heavy load full of combat cargo for the Burma Road. And after they dropped the bomb, he came home and married Mom. And not long after that, he was my old man. And oh, the fights we had when my brother and I got him mad. He'd get all boiled up and he'd start to shout, and I knew what was coming, so I tuned him out. Now the old man's gone, and I'd give all I own to hear what he said when I wasn't listening to my old man. I miss the old man tonight. I can almost see his face. He was always trying to watch his weight, and his heart only made it to 58. And for the first time since he died, late last night I cried. I wondered when I was gonna do that for my old man.
There's a woman, puts things in boxes, keepsakes, mostly of her kids. There's snapshots of Gap Tooth boys and girls. There are pictures and drawings they did. There are trophies and ribbons, an old newspaper clip, the young bride. And there's a stack of old Valentine cards. I love you is written inside. Well, there's a hat, something borrowed, and a veil, something new. There's a Bible, something old, and there's a letter, it's something blue. There's a letter, it's something blue. Came on a day, turned black. A grateful nation informs you, your first lieutenant, he's not coming back. There are Valentine cars, there are Valentine cars. Some flowers carefully dried. There are Valentine cars, there are Valentine cars. I love you is written inside. There's a woman, puts things in boxes, keepsakes mostly of her kids. There are snapshots of Gap Tooth boys and girls. There are pictures and drawings they did. And there are trophies and ribbons, an old newspaper clip, the young bride. And there's a stack of old Valentine cards. I love you is written inside. Or as a stack of old Valentine cards, I love you is written inside.
Sam Baker with Boxes. That's found on Pretty World on Blue Limestone Music. Steve Goodman before that. My Old Man from No Big Surprise, the Steve Goodman Anthology on Red Pajamas Records. And Terry Hendricks with the title track From the Ring. It's on Willowy Records. Joe Jenks singing a song about his father. All the Pieces from The Candle and the Flame on Joe's own label, Turtle Bear Music. You're listening to All Things Folk on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name's Ken Batista. It's a privilege and an honor to come into the studio every Sunday and to share the music I love with you. I appreciate your company on this Sunday afternoon. Today's a special edition of All Things Folk as we are honoring men and women who have served in uniform for Veterans Day. I have another hour to go. Lots more music. Let you know, next week All Things Folk will be preempted for Anatomy of the Ear, but I will be on the air during the 11 o'clock hour featuring Texas songwriters. I invite you to join WRCT all weekend, however, with lots of great music, lots of great features. It's 4 o'clock. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Up next, Iris DeMent.
Tears they fall.